This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, it's almost the weekend, believe it or not. This has gone fast for me because I was off yesterday on assignment, if you will. We got a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here. Mayor Sean Flower of Eureka. State Rep Steve Butts, who was nice enough to tour me around the Capitol yesterday, including the bathroom that has no door on the stall. That was one of the highlights, and I did post a picture of that. I can't even believe I'm saying that.
That's so weird.
They have a men's room on the Capitol that doesn't have a door on it, and somebody put up a shower curtain.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good plan.
It's kind of symbolic of what happens in politics, though, yes. Isn't it? So we'll get to all the regular stuff on a Friday, also with Paul Hall on entertainment. We got some movies opening up this weekend for Valentine's Day. Also, Frank Cusimano with some sports, as we always talk basketball. You know, that Mizzou game last night, it was kind of a blowout, but it was a sloppy game. They didn't look very good overall, but Oklahoma's terrible, so they took care of that. Mizzou goes on the road to Georgia. And then, I didn't talk about this yesterday, but a heartbreaking loss for SLU the other night. Fred was at that game.
Oh, was he?
It was an overtime game, and they kind of SLU hit a three-pointer to tie it up with, like, nothing left on the clock, and then I think they ran out of gas in overtime. Anyway, all that tomorrow. The Hall of Fame nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out. Tim Summer will visit with us on that tomorrow. So we always kind of check in with our friends at the Gelman team, Mark and Neil Gelman, on the real estate situation. Great sponsors of not only 97.1 FM Talk, but this station. Neil Gelman is with us this afternoon. It's a great time to check up on the upcoming spring market. How are you, Mr. Gelman?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm getting through the winter. I'm hoping for warmer weather. We don't seem to be getting that right now.
I know. We look forward to getting on the course with you soon.
I do, too. So what is going on right now with the market? A lot of people kind of hang on and they wait until the spring to put homes on the market. You guys say don't do that. Put it on whenever you want to sell it. But what are we looking at with inventory and availability, et cetera, right now?
So right now, Mark, we're still dealing with significantly low inventory of good homes. And when I say of good homes, inventory is beginning to build. It's building, whether it's St. Louis County, St. Charles County, the city, and Jefferson County. All four counties are building, but the turnover of new properties is not what it was, meaning that we're seeing that months of inventory is building. If you don't have a home that's prepared properly, priced right, and is, for the most part, move-in ready. So what we're seeing is if you have a home that you want to put on the market, do it now. Right now, you have very, very little competition, and the buyers are out in full force. We're seeing multiple offers on a good majority of homes in all different areas throughout the county.
Okay, but let's talk about what distinguishes move-in ready versus non-move-in ready, because that's an important point. And, you know, we sat down, we had breakfast. I can't believe it was probably like 2.5 months ago at this point. But you guys recommend a lot of times, and I think that some clients may not want to hear this, but you sometimes want to stage homes, right?
We do. We are 100% for staging, especially vacant homes. What if you don't stage a vacant home, what are you looking at? You see all the flaws. Everything stands out. Where the other thing is that if you have a home, a lot of people have kind of maybe eclectic taste where each room looks a little bit different. Some things are updated, some things aren't. Staging gives you consistency throughout the house, draws your attention to the furnishings versus the flaws of the house.
And
whether
this,
it's older,
yeah.
older paint, older wall, you know, wallpaper, flooring, et cetera.
And that makes sense. And what I hear, and this isn't too, you know, it's not like rocket scientists, but essentially there might be an assumption for people, oh, hot market, not very much inventory, going to put the house on the market, doesn't matter what it looks like, we'll get multiple offers. Maybe that was true a couple of years ago, but the buyers are being a little bit more careful these days and picky.
Yeah, 100%. You're right, spot on. And a lot of that has to do with interest rates. Interest rates, if you go back to, you know, like 2 years ago and you were sitting maybe around 3%, now you're, you know, hovering around 7%, give or take. If you were, if I took you out, Mark, to show and showed you four homes, you wrote four offers, and you got beat out. The fifth home, you're like, you're buyer fatigue, and you're like, you know what, this is exactly what we want, but I'm willing to settle. Interest rates did not affect back then. Now, with interest rates hovering close to 7, buyers are holding off if it's not exactly what they want. The other thing is that most people have strong incomes that are looking to buy, but they don't have a strong savings account to go in and do all the repairs. So what you're seeing is people can fund the additional monthly payment, but they don't have the funds to do the updating that they would like to do, which is why move-in ready gets a premium.
And that completely makes sense. I mean, look, even when I was looking at a house, I'm not real crazy about doing a bunch of work because I have no skills along that area. So you want it to be move-in ready as possible. You can check out the Gelman team at thegelmanteam.com. Always great to have you on for an update. It'll be interesting to see how this year kind of moves along, won't it?
We're super excited, Mark. We know that inventory will build. We know that good homes are still selling. They're still getting a premium. So anybody that's sitting on the sidelines thinking about putting their house on the market, there is a huge opportunity right now.
You know, and this is just telling the truth. I think that you guys helped me find this house like 8 years ago. It might even be close to 9. There's not a week, I could say a day, but there's really not a week that goes by that I don't sit there and look at my house and shake my head and say, thank God we got into this house when we did. And you know, a lot of people, we got lucky with low interest rates, but a little bit more challenging right now.
Absolutely. You know, and for those of the, for those buyers that are sitting on the sidelines waiting for interest rates to drop, as soon as they potentially drop, if they even do, all that does is create more competition, which drives prices up.
Absolutely.
So now's the opportunity for buyers as much as sellers.
Neil, always great to have you on. Say hello to Mark. I haven't talked to him in a while. We'll see you soon.
We'll do that, Mark. Take care. Thank you for the time.
TheGelmanTeam.com if you'd like to find out more. We got audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.